Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Cream City Classica. Tonight, we have Shatea Sims. She's kicking it in with her debut novel, Living Anonymous. Right now, let's get to the phone lines. Let's go to area code 484. 484, Cream City Classica, who's on the line?
Hi, it's Shatea Sims.
Oh, we got some passerbys through the studio acting up today, so hopefully they will enjoy the show as well. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm really, really good. We want to know all about your novel and your writing adventure here. Why don't you start out by telling the listeners a little bit about yourself and how you became an author?
Well, I'm a Philadelphia native and a Temple University graduate. Shout out to TU. I'm also a mother of a beautiful 14-year-old pain in the butt boy. I was a self-published author, and then recently I had signed with New Class Publications, and now I'm an author just trying to get my name known and my books pushed out there. Living Anonymous is my first book and was released on the 16th of September, so I'm really excited about that. And yeah, I work for the state. I also run my own business as a branding marketing agent, and that's me in a nutshell.
Okay. And when you started this novel, did you already have something prior from your self-published path you were on?
Well, when I started with the novel, actually, I finished the first draft, I would say, back in 2008. Like many of us, we start something, we stop, we sit on it, we don't do anything, and I kind of like was stagnant with the book. And then last year I became really, really serious. I was like, I have to do this, I have to do this. So that was my driving force. I am glad that it took that long for me to get myself out there, just because I feel like as I matured as a woman, I was able to mature and develop the characters more. So, yeah, did have to, I did take a leave of absence of my job, or I quit. I admit I did quit my job to fully dedicate myself into the book and to get myself going. I everybody's situation is different, so I understand that. I'm not saying, you know, get up, quit your job, and pursue your dream. But on the aspect of it is like, don't be fearful of failure. And I think that's what really was making me drag my feet for a while, just afraid of how the book was going to be received. But so far I've gotten a lot of positive feedback and good narratives from the readers. So I don't even think I've had one bad review as of yet. Let me knock on wood. So
That's awesome. All right. And we have some callers, and let's take a few calls before we get into more pieces of how this book is in the production stages of it. I mean, as far as the way it's selling and doing and all of these things, as you spoke of the review, rather. Area code 248-248 Green City Classica, you're on the line. Try area code 267. Green City Classica, who's on the line?
Hi, this is Heather Butler. This is actually Shatea's agent. How are you?
Hi, Heather.
Hi,
Shatea. I just, of course, I always call into all of her, well, I tried to call into all of her radio interviews and just give some encouraging words to let her know that, you know, to me, she's like a genius. I tell everybody all the time. She's a genius, and she's just phenomenal, and you guys have no idea what's in store and what's coming, so I do. So I can say, brace yourselves, because, you know, this isn't, it doesn't stop with just Living Anonymous. It just gets better and better, so brace yourself.
Thanks, Heather. That's why I love you.
You're welcome.
We certainly like that love on the show. It's all about that. It's enough room for us all to shine. And when you say these things, you obviously have read the manuscripts and worked with these pieces closely. What do you think it is about Shatea that makes her shine in a different light from some of the other things you may have worked on?
Well, with her, she's actually my very first client. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for her. So we've grown very close over the last year. She's not just my client, she's my friend, but I've seen her in action. Like, I've seen her just sit down, shut everything out, and create something. There was a time where when Prince passed away, and we were going to an event in Maryland, and she's like, I need you to drive. Just drive. I have something in my head. I need you to drive. You know, don't worry about it. I might not talk. And this was the first time she was meeting another one of my clients, and she was like, I don't mean to be rude, you know, just I need you to drive. So I'm like, okay. And me knowing, you know, I know how she is, but I'm like, okay. So when the new author got in, I was like, you know, don't mind her. She's giving a little chit-chat, but she's creating. She had all these little different scraps of paper that she's writing on and everything. And by the time we got to Maryland, she had everything all created. She just created this poem dedicated to Prince. It was something that she wrote dedicated to Prince. And that's why, like, it was brilliant. And to me, that's what makes her a genius. I just, like, she tells me things that, you know, she thought of and what her next story is going to be, and I'm enthralled. And for me, I'm like, wow, I don't experience that much with other people. So to me, that's what makes her unique. You know, some people may say she's a little weird. We joke about that, you know, but it's not. She totally is an artist, and I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate that in her. I see that in her, and that's what makes her different.
Okay. Now, you know, girl, I'm a big Prince fan and a diehard Michael Jackson fan. You cannot come up on this show
and talk about something that was written for the artist Prince and not say what this poetry was. Is this a piece that you can share with us right quick? I know we're talking about Living Anonymous, but I want to hear it.
I have a paragraph. Keep talking. Let me pull up my laptop and memorize it.
And, it was amazing. I mean, when she did do it, we actually recorded it. I recorded it while she was reciting it, and we posted it to Twitter. We posted it to Facebook. It was, I mean, like, everybody loved it. And literally, like, she just wrote everywhere. She writes everywhere, and then she pieces it all together. You know, when she pieces it all together, it's a masterpiece. It is literally a masterpiece. And I'm like, amazed. You know, I'm amazed because I'm the type of person, like, I'm a journaler. I'm a lister. I always carry a notebook. You know, that's just me. That's how I am. So when I see her write something on one piece of paper and then write something on, I'm like, how do you even? And she's like, I know, don't even. But just don't even worry about it, you know. I got this, you know, where me, I'm like, it would drive me insane. So,
right.
I just think it's amazing.
Well, Ms. Shatea, let me ask you this,
yes.
Shatea. When you were sitting down and you were penning Living Anonymous, because this is something that we always ask our guests for, you know, the evening, is there anything in this story that reflects your personal life? Because usually, even though we do this fiction and sometimes we do autobiographical pieces, usually there's a reflection of oneself some way, somehow, or just people we know. Is that true with Living Anonymous, and how so? Can you share?
I feel that every art stories, whether it be fiction or, you know, sci-fi, I think every character has a piece of ourselves in it. I know definitely for Living Anonymous, there was each character, even the characters that you hate, has a piece of me in it. And it can be my insecurities that I don't share with the world, or it can be my, I love to call the two main characters, Anissa and Capri, my alter egos. It's the person I kind of wish I was, but I'm not. And I think, like, we all have that little piece of us that kind of wish we were a better version of ourselves. Not saying that I suck as a person, just saying, like, wish things went more smoothly in my life. Now, of course, Living Anonymous, not everything I aspire to happen to me, because I have to have drama in there. So Anissa really is me, my alter ego, without the drama, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. It does. Thank you for sharing that. Right now, what we're going to do is go to a commercial, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about the novel and the characters. Maybe just a tidbit of the story, whatever you're willing to share. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right, ladies, please hold the line, and we will be right back with Shatea Sims tonight on Cream City Classica. She's talking about Living Anonymous, her debut album on Cream City Classica.
Based in the Philadelphia suburbs, Living Anonymous chronicles young adult life of Anissa Bradshaw. Abandoned by her drug-addicted mother and absentee father, 9-year-old Anissa is forced to live with her foster family in Ardmore, Pennsylvania. Behind the picket fence in this middle-class suburb lies a dark secret of child abuse and neglect. Until one day, Anissa befriends Capri Johnson, who saves Anissa from her living nightmare. Life is sweet living with the Johnson family, led by music tycoon Kevin K.J. Johnson, founder of Philadelphia Records. Going from rags to riches overnight, Anissa is thrust into the glamorous life of a pampered princess until she is faced with a life-changing blow. Betrayed by the one person she thought would never hurt her, Anissa journeys into the world on her own, where she meets James Hennessy, a.k.a. Knight, and is instantly intoxicated by its love. However, secret lies, broken bonds, and deceit continue to follow her, interrupting her seemingly picture-perfect life and plaguing her relationship with Knight, who follows a strict code of living anonymous. Living Anonymous by author Shatea Sims.
Yes, Living Anonymous with Shatea Sims on the line with Cream City Classica. All right, so we have these characters. We have Nice, we have Anissa, Caprice. Is there anything you can give us a little, just a little bit on it, Shatea, so we can kind of get a little, maybe a synopsis outside of anything that wasn't said? Just what can you give us?
Actually, if you visit, I will talk, but I'm just saying, actually, if you visit my website, I have a book trailer going on, and the book trailer is actually the first 100 pages. My book is 349 pages. It is a novel, and it is book one out of three. I felt I had so much to give the story as well as the characters. I just had so much to say with these characters, and that's why it ended up being three books as opposed to just one giant book. And, yeah, so each character brings their own little personal drama to the story, and that's why it's called Living Anonymous. People ask me all the time, how did I come up with the title? And pretty much it's, don't we all, we're all living anonymous. You only give out what you're willing to show the world. Not everybody knows you 100%. You know what I mean? So that's why I say, like, we all have a piece of within us. So that's why the book is labeled Living Anonymous, because each character does have their own little secret that they're unwilling to share to the world. Again, Anissa is the main character. The book is written in first person. It's through her eyes. It's her world through her eyes, but there's many, many characters that come into her world, mainly Capri Johnson, who is her best friend. And I love their dynamic, and I say that me, to an extent, I say, like, you know, each person has the devil and the angel that lives within us. So Anissa is the angel. She does and says all the right things, and she's what society's standard is of a woman, as opposed to Capri, who is, I'm living life the way I want to live life, and nobody's going to dictate how I live. So, of course, when you have that type of attitude, you hurt people, you do things that a common person probably wouldn't do, not in the light anyway. You know, most of us will do our little dirt in the dark, but she's the in your face, I don't care, this is my life, and how dare you dictate how I'm going to live it. So that's the two main characters, and you journey with them through the book.
Wow, sounds intriguing, because it almost seems like by Anissa being so straight and narrow, maybe Capri brings things out of her living anonymous features by, sometimes people will bring things out of you you didn't know that were in you, that they were anonymous to yourself. Like, I didn't know I was a thug. I'm a thug? I rob banks? You know? Is there something like that going on, Corey?
I'm sorry?
I said, is there something like that going on in the story where there's a character that intrigues another character into another part of their self that they didn't know that they were capable of?
Yeah. The character Nice, James Hennessy, which ends up being Anissa's love of her life, his character is so twisted. I don't want to say mentally. They just come from two totally different worlds. And because they come from two total different worlds, she does compromise herself as far as what she thought was right, what she thought was wrong, what she's going to accept. You know, he has his whole other world that he doesn't even share with her. And then when she finds out, it's shocking because she's so naive that she never even saw it, because all she sees is the good in him, which love does. That's what love is. You just see the good in a person. But when, his secret comes out, it's like she's compromising herself. All the things that she believed and how she was raised, it kind of is compromised. But because she's loving this guy so much, it kind of goes out the door. And she's willing to make that sacrifice of what's right and what's wrong.
Wow, and love can make you do things. It surely can. All right, well, we're almost to the end of the show, so let's talk about where can the book be found? Are you doing any tours coming up that the fans can come and see you, things like that?
Yes, I am on book tour currently. I'll be in Atlanta on the 8th of October at 556 Book Chicks. It's a big book fair and festival. I hope to see all the local residents out there buying books. It's going to be a great event. Not just myself, but many, many, many urban authors will be there as well.
You'll be at Nija Books in Delaware on October 15th from 12 to 4.
What else?
you need me to run down the rest?
Yeah. That's why I have her.
She'll be at Source of Knowledge Bookstore in Newark, New Jersey on October 22nd from 11 to 5 p.m. In December, Stockton University, she'll be there November 12th and November 19th. She's headed to Chicago the book club, Chicago?
Stars Book Club.
Stars Book Club, and we're trying to get her in one of the bookstores there as well. So we'll keep everybody posted on that one.
Miami as well in December.
Urban Moon as well, December 3rd.
So if you go to my website, www.shateasims.com, all my upcoming attractions, excerpts from the book, we have a book trailer running, as well as questions and answers in some of my book reviews so far.
Okay.
And you can follow me. I'm sorry.
Facebook. There you go.
Yes, you can follow me on Facebook at Author Shateya Sims. I'm also on Instagram at authoress_SJS. You can spell my name. Well, the way you spell my name is S as in Sam, H-A, T as in Tom, A-Y-A, last name Sims, S-I, M as in Mary, S. And I did find the poem for you.
Oh, is it really long? Because we only have a few minutes left. Is it short or long?
It's not long, but we can kind of skip it just because it does have curse words in it.
Well, maybe you'll come back on the show when you do book two. How about that? And you can bring it then.
That would be great. Thank you.
Yes, we'd love to have you back. It's nice to see and refreshing to see people who are this serious, where they have their debut novel with a whole entire tour lined up with their publisher, their PR agent, everything. That's nice. That's incredible, and it's very refreshing. So right now, we want to have you give some shout-outs to some people that you really want to say their name over the radio, because whatever part they played in this, and it's called, the time that we give for other people to shine. So I'll give you the floor before we go.
Honestly, she's on the phone, Heather Butler. Like, honestly, I would not be able to get as far as I have without her. I was a one-woman show at one point, and it was insanity, insanity. So she really is a godsend. She's really helped me with my career, and not just that, just a person that I can count on and to give me an honest opinion and honest feedback, because that is something you need. I don't need a yes, ma'am person in my life. That's the wrong type of person. But she tells me like it is, and she tells me how I need to know, and she tells me how I need to hear it. So kudos to her, and just for being amazing.
I love you.
And I love you back. And yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Well, thank you both ladies for coming to the show and telling us all about Living Anonymous and where to find it and where you guys will be. And I'm very, very proud of you. I wish you a lot of luck on your writing endeavors. And thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ladies, thank you. To have you on again real soon. Thank you for calling Cream City Classica. And just like with Shatea Sims being on the show and shining, I want you to know, no matter what it is you do, rap, sing, dance, make chicken dinner, do hair, girl, boy, whatever you do, there's always enough room for you to shine on Cream City Classica, home of the $5 ad. It's your girl, Teresa Ray Butler, and I'll talk to you next time on Cream City.
Based in the Philadelphia suburbs, Living Anonymous chronicles young adult life of Anissa Bradshaw. Abandoned by her drug-addicted mother and absentee father, 9-year-old Anissa is forced to live with her foster family in Ardmore, Pennsylvania. Behind the picket fence in this middle-class suburb lies a dark secret of child abuse and neglect. Until one day, Anissa befriends Bree Johnson, who saves Anissa from her living nightmare. Life is sweet living with the Johnson family, led by music tycoon Kevin K.J. Johnson, founder of Philadelphia Records. Going from rags to riches overnight, Anissa is thrust into the glamorous life of a pampered princess until she is faced with a life-changing blow. Betrayed by the one person she thought would never hurt her, Anissa journeys into the world on her own, where she meets James Hennessy, a.k.a. Knight, and is instantly intoxicated by his love. However, secret lies, broken bonds, and deceit continue to follow her, interrupting her seemingly picture-perfect life and plaguing her relationship with Knight, who follows a strict code of Living Anonymous. Living Anonymous by author Shatea Sims.